The leaves are turning, Dave.
Yes, they are. My pool is getting filled up with leaves, in fact.
It's going to be Halloween here soon.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, we are at the forefront of the autumn season. It's October. And I don't know, man. Cooler weather, less yard work. I know you're going to get more done. I don't know about me.
I hope so. I hope so. The pool, they're coming to close up the pool next week. So once that's done, you know, I'll have a lot of free time that's currently devoted to pool maintenance. So between that and the yard work calming down, I may be able to get some more modeling done. Lord knows I need to. I have not been productive the last few weeks.
Well, you've had a few interruptions, like
I have
bad health, and that's a bad way to put it. You were sick. That's not. Yes. I wouldn't call that bad health. Bad health is a little more chronic.
No, it was just a bad case of the flu.
Dave, in October we got two episodes coming up, and most importantly, the first one is our 100th episode. Folks, do you believe it? Do you believe it, Dave?
No, I don't. Honest to gosh. All of this is both a blur to me and amazing to me. And the best part is I now know so many people that 3 years ago I didn't know.
Oh, no doubt.
We did a call-in show previously, had a great time, and learned a lot since it was the first one. So I am really looking forward to this call-in show, especially using the wheel.
That's right. So the invitations have been sent out. And hopefully we'll get a good response. We sure did last time, and I think we will. I think we will.
So, I think we will,
pretty,
too.
Pretty wide cut of our listener base, so we appreciate those folks who've helped us along the way, and hopefully include them in the show this time.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Dave, our other episode, Dr. Strangebreast, is coming back.
For 101. All right.
For 101, and we're going to be talking about fine line painting and mottling.
Mm-hmm.
With your airbrush. So we talked about that a little bit, but I think now we're going to dive a little deeper into what it takes to get. It's kind of like the 98th percentile of airbrushing.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking about really small stuff.
Squeezing out that last 2% out of your airbrush, trying to do something really, really fine or really unusual.
Looking forward to that, Dave.
I am too.
Well, I've been using some of my Model Paint Solutions airbrushes, mm-hmm. and working on the E16, and I'm looking forward to this one. It's gonna prompt a few questions from my side about how best to handle a few things. So,
well, I'll tell you what, it looks great, and the only way to do it is just do it.
That's right.
Just do it. Just get it done. It won't be as good as the next one you do, but you know what? Each one gets a little better. And it is a real sea change going from armor to aircraft or aircraft to armor. Because
I think so.
They are very different in many, many respects. Yes, it's airbrushing. But other than that, they're different techniques, different orders of paint. I mean, with most armor, you assemble everything and then paint it. Whereas with aircraft, there's a lot of times you're not, you know, you're painting stuff separately, or you're waiting to, you assemble it partially, paint it partially, and then assemble the rest. So that's going to be a great talk with Dr. Strangebreast, you know?
I know. Well, let's get into where we've been and where we're going, Dave.
You got it.
And we were at the Region 4 Regional for the IPMS USA. Our club, Military Modelers Club of Louisville, hosted that show.
Yes, they did. And it was a rousing success. It was a day and a half show. There was half day Friday and then all day Saturday. You got to make it in this year. That was the first thing that was positive.
Let's not make that out to be a perennial problem.
Well, yeah, that's true. You just missed the one.
I'm 2 for 3 since we started the podcast.
That's right.
That ain't bad.
Well, not only that, but then it was a rousing success. There were 552 models entered. The quality was amazing. We had people coming from all over. Bob Baer, the voice of Bob, came from Charlotte, North Carolina. Harvey Lowe from up in Toronto, Canada, came and brought some of his amazing work. It was a great time, man. I don't know about you. I had a really good time.
Well, I want to reach out and say, Harvey, if you're listening, give us a shout back and let's talk about that a little bit. That was a surprise.
Yep.
Bob gave us some warning that he was coming because we know Bob pretty well at this point. But and we got a short segment with Bob, and we'll cut that into a future episode. But Bob, you didn't have a short trip either. You got to blow the cobwebs out of your M3 or M5, whatever BMW you got.
Okay. It was in my driveway after the show.
That's right. Well, how was that, man? You had the
Bob came over, and Inch High Jeff Groves came over, and we ate some fried chicken and did some vegetables and dip, and we sucked back some beers, and we sat around my patio next to my pool and talked about all sorts of stuff. There was modeling talk, but there were UFO talk. We talked about what everybody bought at the show. It was a great time. I knew you had family obligations.
Obligation to. That was fun too, but I would like to have participated in that. So maybe
next year it's going to become an annual thing.
The post festivities might, but the guests might rotate.
Yeah.
Well, man, I sure had fun at the show. I'll tell you that.
I did too. And I don't know about you. I bought between the Nationals and the MMCL show. I have spent some money and I've acquired actual kits. It's not limited to resin and aftermarket and stuff like that. I'm buying kits.
That'd be okay too.
Well, it would. But I mean, with my stash, referencing back to last show, with the size of my stash, in the last few years, I've really been more toward decals and aftermarket and books and all. But the last 8 weeks have been some kit buying.
Well, hats off to Stu Cox and the rest of the MMCL team. It was the venue, once you're inside, is a pretty good place.
Yes, it's a very impressive.
Lighting's not terrible. It's a huge, huge,
huge
hall.
Yes,
it really is. And the stuff going on the outside will get finished up here in the next year or so.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some construction renovation. It was part of a hotel.
Right.
And the hotel is being converted to a retirement community or home.
Right.
And they're not quite done yet.
Right. And so that kind of impinged on the parking a little bit and all. But they're really renovating that center, that conference center. Man. Inside, once you're inside, it is great. It is just there's enough room that if they got double the number of models, they could hold double the number of models in that room.
Well, again, on behalf of MMCL, I want to thank everybody who came down to that show.
Yes.
Dave and I had a good time. Saw some old friends and new friends, and it was just a good time. So
yeah.
That's where we've been. We went to the regional show hosted by Military Modelers Club of Louisville. So, Dave,
yes,
October's kind of busy in the region and elsewhere.
Yes, it is.
There's some shows coming up. We're probably not going to make all of these, but first off, well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the one in our region. Why don't you talk about that one a little bit?
The one in our region is October 21st, and that's Cincinnati Scale Modelers. It's held in the Tri-State Warburg Museum outside of Cincinnati. Mike and I have gone the last few years, when they moved it over to that new venue, and it's a really good show. The guys in Cincinnati put on a really nice show, good hospitality, and you're having it in a museum. I mean, you get to wander around and look at all the stuff. It's great. So I'm hoping that we can make Cincy on October 21st.
If we don't, we don't. But all the listeners out there, if you're in a commutable distance to Cincinnati, it's a fun show to go to, especially since it's in a museum.
Yep.
Well, Dave, outside the region, there's a couple of shows going on. The first one is IPMS Dunlin in Indiana. The Dunlin show is October 14th, and it is going to be held in at the Hobart Moose Lodge in Hobart, Indiana. It's at Hobart all over the place, Dave. Hobart Moose Lodge.
Yeah,
143 South Hobart Road, Hobart, Indiana. So you're going to want to check that one out as well. If you're in the area, go, yeah, go show know. Those guys some love and attend their show.
I know that Jeff Groves Inchai, who we saw at the MMCL show, I know he went last year, was very impressed with it, and he's going back this year. Even if we don't make it up there, I know he's going to be there, and I know a bunch of folks will come over from Chicago. So definitely worth going to.
Dave, another show out of the region worth mentioning by us is PaxCon 2023.
Yep. I'll be honest with you. I really, really, really wanted to get to this show.
I did too. It's just a bad time of year for both of us.
I know. But I know the effort the guys are making. It's going to be a killer show. I know it is. I can't wait to see them pull this off.
Well, I think some of the posse are going to be there.
Yes.
PaxCon, October 7th, which is about a week away at this point. Yep. In Hollywood, Maryland, PaxCon 2023 is the website if you want to check that out. This is put on by the Southern Maryland Scale Modelers, which is the host chapter for our friends over at the Model Geeks. Darren, Tim, Whitey, Frill, Nemo, guys, I wish we could be there, but just not in the cards this year. But Dave and I want to wish you the most ultimate success possible for an invitational show.
And it'll be a great success, and therefore you'll put it on again next year, and Mike and I will make it next year.
Well, hopefully some of the other pods make it there. That'd be great. One thing of note is they're running with an open system. Now, I'm not particularly an advocate one way or the other.
Right.
I'll do whatever the rules are wherever I'm at, and the society can do whatever they want based on the majorities within the membership. But I'm real curious how this goes down. I think it's going to be good, and I think folks are going to like it, and I'm real curious. I want a really detailed after-action report from this show.
Yeah, we'll have to get one of the geeks on to give us a little rundown after the show. Well, you know, our MMCL did an open system for a number of years. Pittsburgh has done an open system. AMPS, obviously, AMPS chapters and AMPS shows are open systems. So it's really a different experience for the folks who attend and enter their models. And so I'm really hoping that they have a great success with it. And like I said, we'll have to get one of them on for an after action report.
So again, that's PaxCon 2023 for the skinny on that. It's about a week away. So if you're in a commutable distance, to Hollywood, Maryland. So I'd be pretty much Northern Virginia in the greater DC metro area, I think.
Up to Philadelphia, all the way down to hell. Yeah, well, or down to Richmond. I mean, you can come up from Richmond. That's not that far a drive over the Henry Wise.
Well, they sure go down to that show a lot. So
I know.
I'll return a favor for them.
I agree.
Guys, again, best of luck, and we look forward to hearing all about it. And the other show this month in October we want to mention is the Appalachian Scale Modelers Association show. Now, Appalachian Scale Modelers was an unaffiliated model club up until a few months ago, and now I think they're an official IPMS chapter.
Yes.
Their show is now on the IPMS calendar. This show is held in Greenville, Tennessee on October 7th. You can get on their Facebook page and find out all the information for that. They've got a really cool venue. It's a community center, and I don't think they're paying very much money for it, and it's a good location. And I know we were kind of goading the Knoxville guys to go check this show out. So
absolutely,
want to continue to do that. And anyone else who's in a commutable distance of Greenville, Tennessee, which is up in the northeast corner. So if you're in Asheville, North Carolina, for instance, or you know, in the Tri-Cities of Tennessee, Knoxville, even Chattanooga, I mean, there's. Yeah. Folks can come from pretty wide areas. So please check those guys out. And Dave, I tell you what, I was thinking this show was the day this 12-minute model sphere drops. It's not.
No,
it's the next Saturday.
Yes.
It's the week after. And I'm going to be in Tennessee.
Are you really?
I am. And Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'm going to go slide by this show and see what's going on.
You did that last year.
I did. I dropped in and For being unaffiliated, it was a pretty reasonable show. And I already sent them a Facebook reply to their Facebook page, hoping to see, you know, I was mistaken. I told them that my visit down there was a week off and, implying that I wouldn't be there. But after I had a second look at things and discovered my error, I'm going to be down there October 7th. Hope to slide by and see what's going on. I'd wish them a market improvement from the year before, because they're affiliated now. So a lot more people are going to see their event on the calendar, hopefully.
Yep.
And check it out.
Well, and you have to wear your plastic model Mojo shirt this time. You got to advertise the podcast, man.
Well, I think I'm going to line this up and try to talk to those guys a little bit and get a little segment on the show in the future.
That would be nice.
Check it out. Appalachian yep. Scale Modelers Association. Glad to see a chapter in that area of the state again after yes. what we tried to do many decades ago.
Well, it's got where you got your start.
That's where I got my start.
Kind of nice. The next Mike Basket is being birthed in that club right now.
That's the shows, where we've been, where we're going, where the listeners can go.
Yep.
The dojo's been hopping. Is always yes, it hopping. Is. What's that looking like?
You know, there are at least 12 to 15 posts a day, a mix of all sorts of things. People posting their models, and we love that, both in progress and finished shots. People post historical photos to discuss. Our friend Michael Karnaka posted a picture of a heating element being used to heat up a Romanian ME-109. And he was positing that would be a great subject for a modeling book. Different things that they used to warm up aircraft and armor and everything in the winters on the Eastern Front, because it varied greatly.
I think Steve Husted might need to make a diorama of that.
I agree. That would be fantastic. I'll need to send him that picture. But the point is, the dojo's hopping. By the way, we just talked about a bunch of shows. And I think most of those shows have been posted in the dojo. But if you're a club, an IPMS club, an AMPS club, even an unaffiliated club, and you've got a show and a show flyer, please post it in the dojo. Let people know about it. People who don't go to model contests are really missing something. And I'm not talking about the contest, because, to be honest, that's kind of the least important thing that goes on at a model contest. But I can't tell you how much fun I had Saturday hanging with you and with Inch and with everybody else, sitting there getting to talk. Again, it's not just about models. It is amazing where the conversations go once you get talking with guys who have a common interest. Again, if you're out there, if you've got a show, please just post your flyer for your show in the dojo.
Or send it to us and we'll post it if you'd rather yep. do that. I mean,
that's right.
Ultimately, that's the point of this show is to promote the hobby, and the shows and swap meets are part of the hobby.
Big part.
We have the most fun at those events. The contest aspect of it is pretty regularly the least important part. Dave, let's wrap this up and get on into October with our episodes for the month and the shows we hope to attend and encouraging other folks to attend. And don't forget, folks, we got our 100th episode is going to be imminent. It's imminent after this drops. It's going to be the recording session is going to be within a couple of days away of us dropping this 12-minute model sphere. If you got topics for the wheel, please send them in. You can get them in just under the wire. And please, if you got our invitation email, please plan on calling into the show. We'd appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And I want to point out, for Tom Romanowski, we gave you well more than 12 minutes this time.